I'm going to open with a bit of an unpleasant thought. If God were to inform you that you have 30 minutes left to live, what would you do to fill that half hour? You'd probably throw aside the morning newspaper and do something significant, something that represents everything you stand for, everything you strive for. Well, in this week's Torah reading of Vezot HaBracha, the Torah ends, and so does the illustrious career of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our teacher. And what does Moshe do in the last minutes of his life? The Torah tells us that he ascends the mountain of Nebo, and then Vayareu Adonai et kol haaretz. God showed him the entire land. So wait, are we to understand that in the last minutes of his life, Moses became a tourist and went Israel sightseeing? No way. If God was the tour guide, something much more powerful, much deeper was going on here. And that's exactly what the famous 18th century Italian Kabbalist, the Ramchal, writes. In his commentary to the Torah called Megillat Sitarim, he says that if Moshe had been allowed to enter Israel, it would have burst open the full spiritual potential of the land. It would have made it impossible for any future nation to conquer the land of Israel. God had other plans, so he allowed Moshe just to gaze at the land from afar. The Ramchal explains that this too had an impact, and it served to allow future generations of Jews to make it easier for them to conquer the land. Now, this commentary of the Ramchal contains within it a huge message for all of us. When Jews interact with the land, it brings to fruition the vast reserves of potential spiritual energy contained within the land. So that when someone on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu just gazes at the land, boom, that has an impact. When Jews visit the land, like right now during the holiday of Sukkot, that constitutes a spiritual fertilization of the land. My cousins Gary and Lisa just sent me an invitation to the dedication of their new apartment in Jerusalem. When a Jew purchases an apartment in the land of Israel, that's a warm embrace of the land, which causes its holiness to ripen. When they'll make Aliyah and live in that apartment permanently, wow, that literally unleashes untold rivers of light that flood the land. Now, you and I may not see that light, but Kabbalists like the Ramchal see it, and they write about it. So that's why we here at Beit El Institutions started this newsletter called Beyond the Four Amot. In it, through videos and articles, we explain that every single advance towards the land of Israel and towards Torah study untaps inner strengths and infuses spiritual courage into our nation. So as we end the Torah this week and start it anew in synagogues across the globe, here's a call to action. Simple. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and get your friends to subscribe to our email newsletter. Links to both are below the YouTube video screen. Shabbat shalom to all from Beit El, and of course, a happy Sukkot holiday.